Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. In case you missed it, coming up in 20 minutes, let's rip the Band-Aid off. Can I maintain being Switzerland, or given the heightened nature of the Shador Sanders conversation, do I have to declare myself as a Shahater or Shaporter?
Dealer's choice. It's your call. It's whatever really you want to do with it.
Because I got to be honest with you, the anti-Shador folks who are also Cleveland Browns fans might just push me to do it.
I would prefer if you did, if we're being honest about it, but it's your call. It's whatever you want to do.
You know what it is? It's the Shapanic.
There's been a lot of Shapanic that has set in.
I mean, with, again, Ken has every right to feel the way that he feels, but hearing Ken say today, I expect him to be bad on Sunday. I'm like, that's just panic. That's living in our fears. I don't think we should be doing that. So, like, even hearing that, I'm like, what the hell are we doing? And, like, here's the thing. If Shador was Johnny Manziel off the field, meaning we had reports that he was not showing up to meetings, that he wasn't working hard, that he was partying, that he was getting in fights at the nine, I probably wouldn't be tempted to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all I've seen is a kid be a really decent kid, a really decent human being, interested in other people, and people continue to hate him more. Again, he has not played outside of two quarters. He's not played in Cleveland. And the frustration with Shador has grown leaps and bounds every week.
It's kind of wild, and it's really nothing that he's done himself. But all right, so are you gonna rip the Band-Aid off, and are you gonna choose a side, or are you gonna remain with Switzerland? I couldn't even say it. We almost said something else. Did you have to dump that? You might have had to dump that.
No, you didn't have to dump it. It's fine. We're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun.
I don't know because on the same way I kind of chastised Albert for reacting to the noise around Shador.
I feel like the anti-Shador people, they've been waiting to choose a side, and they finally just got to choose that side for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then once they chose that side, they've just dug themselves even further and further. Like, even like Lima, for instance, and I don't even know if he truly is an anti-Shador person. If he doesn't like being labeled that, I'm sorry, I apologize. But like,
I don't care. But we apologize for nothing.
But like, the idea that like it seemed like in the past couple weeks, he then like legitimately chose this side that he was anti, and it just then you just kind of, all right, my feet's in the mud, and here we get after it. Now, and it just is one of those deals, and I feel like a lot of people have also entered from that same space as well.
I think that's what's driving it. Like
they didn't have to.
Yeah, like there's no reason to be anti-Shador to this point.
I feel like it was almost like, is there some obligation that they have to choose, as if it's a binary thing, a yes or a no, and you really don't have to. You can like him like I do. Or you can just say, okay, I guess we'll let this one play out. Like, you don't have to go to the anti side of this.
All right, so this is, I think, a very good point. As a football player, I think Shador is, I think he has more talent than a fifth-round pick. I do. I don't know that he's anything more than an average starter in the NFL. And that's an I don't know. So I think I'm more in on the person that Shador and less in on, like,
and that is
at football,
part,
I'm
that,
very much just prove it to me.
But that is part of it, though. And I hate that how, like, when we had, like, Scott McLuhan on, for instance, he pointed to the similarities between Baker and Shador. And the entire time, I've been trying to figure out exactly what it is. Obviously, there's on-field reasons why I liked both of them. But I do think there's something to the idea that Scott got to. And people hate this because you can't quantify it. But there's intangibles that Shador has, that he possesses. There's things about Shador that is, you gravitate to that. Yes, that is. is. That is a thing that he has, and a thing that I think does galvanize a locker room in a good way. And like that's hard to quantify. That's also, by the way, very hard to have all of a sudden be realized and materialized in a week. Like, one of the superpowers that someone like Shador has is something that I think really starts to take place when he is the QB1 of a team, and he's not been that here.
So I think, you said something about the people who've become Shahaders, almost as if they're obliged to make a yes or no choice on Shador. I don't want to be somebody who's making a choice, meaning like believing in the football player as opposed to the person, because of the noise around him. So I think I'm going to remain to Switzerland, but I would like it on the record that if I'm ever forced to choose, if it gets there, which it might get there on Monday, y'all bastards keep pushing and I will be part of the Shahive.
I wish you were coming out of the Shahive, but it's fine. I'm not really, no part of the Shahive was thinking we were accepting applications for new people to come in anyway today. Okay. This is about as far as accepting new members are concerned. Not only did I think we're already at max capacity, I think this is about as down as our application process has been since the actual day that he went in the fifth round.
All right, so 216-474-0092.
We don't blame you from that perspective.
I'm being accused. I think it's just a TB12 Forever is accusing me of blocking him on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat.
We don't
chat.
Even know how to do that.
I do know how to do it.
I don't even know how to do that.
I wouldn't block anyone. I would just ignore you. I don't block people. I block people on Twitter because it's Twitter, but on the 92 Through the Fan YouTube channel, I feel like that's antithetical to the point of a YouTube channel.
Isn't he like a big commenter?
He is a big commenter.
Don't you want big commenters?
I would like them. He said he's...
You've read some things from him before. That's how I know that he exists.
How did I know that he was saying that I blocked him? Well, because I read it in the chat there. How would I...
I don't know.
The YouTube chat... Was moving along very well, and then some point in the 5 o'clock hour, got very antsy in the pantsy.
Really,
just very, very fighty. Very.
What are they fighting over?
Just everything. Just I think everybody's at the end of the day, and I think they're just a little grumpy.
Well, I think it's hard because I do think I think there's a lot of excitement for watching Shador, and I think that people like myself that just want Sunday to go away, and we just want to just pretend it never happened, essentially. But the only way to do that is by playing another game and having him erase all those doubts. We don't have that for another 4 days.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's going to be a fun week. Now, we do have to point this out because...
a lot of time left.
As we have a lot of time left, we got about 6 minutes to talk about something that I thought was a bit, and now I no longer think is a bit. There was a tweet. It was a picture of Bill Belichick supporting his 24-year-old girlfriend, still very much ick, who, I think it gets ickier here, who competes in adult cheerleading competitions. Now, to be clear,
yeah,
we're not talking about like she's a cheerleader for...
like the University of Kentucky. No,
or,
not a thing.
Or the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
No. There are cheer competitions for fully grown adults where they assemble into troops and then they go compete against each other. And I will tell you, the relationship was already wildly problematic given that he's 50 years older than her. I think this somehow adds a level to it that I think I can't... like, I kind of feel like, yeah, like Bill no longer should be allowed within 500 yards of a school. That's kind of how I feel about this.
All the way out on those two. Not that I was ever particularly in. Adult cheerleaders lose me. I don't understand it. And I'm the type of person, I'm like, I just like that people are active participants in life. I like that you have a hobby. Some things just aren't meant to be done as an adult. Adult cheerleading competitions?
Yeah, well, not just that.
You go state to state and you just kind of, you compete against people? What's going on here?
Well, not just that. They dress like you do in cheerleading competitions when you're in high school, down to the makeup and hairstyle.
And I get that. You ever watch on Netflix the cheerleading show? I think it was just called Cheerleaders
Sure don't.
I liked it. It was good. Like, I have so much respect for them as athletes, and I like that. But there was also, like, Navarro Community College that was going through. You know what I mean? Like, that's still young enough people that are like, hey, this is something we like to do. It keeps us active. It's a spirit of competition. But at, like, 24 years old, or even, people are 30 years old and are doing these adult cheerleading competitions, you just lose me. Yeah, I don't get it.
Actually, that's a great point. Is this a weirder look for him because he's dating a woman than going and supporting her at these cheer competitions?
I take her less seriously as a person now.
Yeah, and I didn't take her all that seriously in the first place.
I kind of always wondered, though, because you saw the CBS News video that leaked out and how they had met and everything like that. You almost wondered if there really was something there that we just all were missing. Like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, maybe I'm just not seeing it. Maybe she really is just incredibly this and that and that. I'm all the way out. All the way out, and not even being a prospect now.
Yeah, I think she's a full-blown weirdo.
I think so, too.
Now, in fairness, the dead giveaway was she's sleeping with a 74-year-old man.
That was the first sign?
At 24. Yeah, that should have been the first alarm bell. The next is that she's acting like a chatty drama queen from, sophomore year of high school in all of her interviews with everyone. Like, she's tweeting at Pablo Torre, you're welcome, for him getting the top podcast rating. I don't even know the hell it was. Like, the warning signs were there, but this is full-blown weirdo.
This is weirdo.
216-474-0092. We're going to try and move this to a we're judging
when I hate
Jordan
this.
Hudson.
No, I hate this because I like people that have hobbies. I think, and I really try not to judge people's hobbies, mainly because mine's golf. I really try not to judge people's hobbies, but this is weird.
I think we got to ask, if you are an adult that partakes in adult cheerleading competitions, we're going to try and approach, this is like, this isn't like Electrolyte Tuesday. We're going to try and approach this from an open mind standpoint.
Some things are weird. You go to furry conventions, it is a little weird. We can just acknowledge the weirdness of it, right?
I don't think furry's just something you're into. That's something to do with, I don't think people choose to be a furry.
Look at the defender of furries over here,
I just think, I'm a big fan of the TCU quarterback.
Hoover, what a defense.
Josh Hoover, thank you very much.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said John Hoover.
No, not at all.
That was disrespectful.
I would never do that to Josh.
Now, But that's something you're just into in the bedroom. That's different than I'm an adult who goes and acts like
something
I'm still
in the bedroom. They still go to conventions and such.
Well, no, but
all right. So is this on the level of if you started an adult football league at 30 to just play around?
Is that something that is
clearly meant to be past high school? Yeah, high school. Maybe you go to college and play at a D3 or something that. But past that, you probably just have to hang it up.
Yeah, guys, the CTE is not worth it. Like in the NFL, if you play to your 37 and you have cognitive issues, there's a financial reward for that. If you're 37 and you give yourself, post-concussion syndrome because you're just bored with life, I gotta say, I think that's problematic. Mac?
I've seen some YouTube shorts recently, too, of, people will put, GoPros on their helmets, and it's a 38U league. And it's guys that'll pop up and immediately they'll start trash talking the other team and everything like that. And I'm just like, there's nobody here. What are you doing this for?
Yeah. Personal pride, which feels oxymoronic in this kind of situation. But even then, I at least understand. No, it's actually the same thing. Now that I think about it, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
It is, I was cool in high school and this was my peak. So now I'm going to do it 20 years later. And again, I can't say this enough. Playing tackle football in your late 30s or doing cheerleading competitions in your mid-20s when there's no financial upside to it long term just feels like you just would really like to put back on the Letterman's jacket and, be popular one more time.
This can't be how Bill envisioned his later years.
I
refuse to believe it.
You think Bill was sleeping with cheerleaders in high school? That dude, look at that dude. This is. I think the cheerleader thing makes it even better for him now.
You think he was like, hey, maybe we should do these competitions. Maybe you put on that outfit and then you go do some competitions.
I don't know if he's...
Maybe the spin here is that this is Bill and Deuce to begin with the whole time.
I got to tell you, if that is, that's...
We went from pathetic to him just living out his dreams.
I think we're back to the furry thing. We're just living out our kinks. 216-474-0092. Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, does adult cheerleading competitions. Charming or Chach, in case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.